Republicans in Congress have been holding up funds for Fulbright scholarships and the Peace Corps. Anything that would actually allow Americans to learn about what's going on in the rest of the world. It's no wonder that foreign policy discussions have the smell of fantasy. It's long been obvious that the struggle with fundamentalist and militant Islam has been ideological. They have established schools which are aimed at stamping out the multicultural Islam we have known for a millennium and replacing it with the intolerance of Wahhabi Islam. They know the value of educating the young. That's why Boko Haram in Africa attacks Western-style schools there. And it's long been reported that a large part of the funding and much of the drive behind this intolerant, violent form of Islam has been coming from Saudi Arabia, as did most of the 9/11 hijackers. Yet, knowing all this, we've been falling over ourselves to help the Saudi monarchy. It's a Pyrrhic bargain. Some supposed short-term gain, despite long-term disaster. And we're told Israel likes it. So much for the intelligence of Israel's government. Meanwhile, we focus on boycotting Iran, yet Iran is irrelevant to the growing Muslim fundamentalism. The Shiites of Iran are not going to fund Sunni schools the Wahhabis have financed, and Iran's own brand of Islam is settling down in response to a relatively educated and westernized culture. Sorry, folks, but misreading realities outside the U.S. are the wages of believing that there's no use to learning anything outside our borders. It's amazing how stable a view of the Middle East the hawks maintain and how unstable the Middle East actually is. Israel is our friend regardless of how their policies stiff us, and Saudi Arabia is our friend even though they cradled Al-Qaeda and radical Islam. Saudis were deeply involved in 9/11, and they're now funding Hamas, which fights Israel. Iran is our enemy, even though we fight together against ISIS, and they've cut Hamas off. The hawks seem to fear learning about what's actually happening and driven by a desire to flex muscles for the mere fact of pride in the muscles they flex. It would be really funny, except they can screw up the future of this country and substitute military graves for the future of too many men and women. Our first priority must be to turn off the flow of Saudi support for their breed of intolerance, and then to turn the internet into a trap, radioactive, figuratively speaking, so that the world's terrorists are scared off it and isolated. I'm not sure Obama or anyone in his shoes will have any choice but to continue using drones, much as I dislike them. But if we grow up and deal with the world as it is, instead of the medieval fairy tale the know-nothings running Congress keep telling us it is, things might just get saner. Meanwhile, let's provide significant funds for Americans to work and study abroad. We have a lot to learn to undo this neo-isolationist reign of ignorance.